What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's the Buy Patreon for Patreon episode this Monday, May 16th. I'm in the studio here with Nick.
What up?
Back at it. We took 2 days off.
Yep.
And obviously, we got awful news.
Horrible news.
And that was like, I think I completely disassociated.
I could see that.
It was, I never felt like that with previous news of deaths. It was, my face went like numb. It was, dude, it was crazy. And I don't want to get into it too much today because I'm not ready.
Yeah.
But I know you have some good stories. I have some stories. I want to listen. I listened to the January episode, and I see everybody writing me, you know, when is the January episode with Trevor coming out? Why did it never come out? We know why it didn't come out. It has nothing to do with his death. It's just a legal matter because I was pitching him an idea of something we were going to do together, something that he was really excited about.
Yeah.
Something that I think now I really need to do.
And we have all the stuff that he would have put into it kind of there, so you can kind of go with some of his ideas too.
Yeah,
a cool like tribute to him.
Absolutely. That part of that episode that I, because I couldn't get all the way through it. I tried, and there's another one. There's a bunch of clips that I want to put into a tribute show for him, but I want to do it right. And I'm just not there yet.
How many times was he on the Justice show?
A bunch. He really had started to become like Howard in a way. And I wasn't as close with him, obviously, as I am with Howard, but I felt after this tour with Parkway was canceled and after I had learned, you know, the tour that they got on, which I don't know if we can say. I guess, is it inappropriate to say? I mean,
were they like announced on it?
They're not announced. They weren't announced.
Oh.
But I had really felt like things were looking up. And I felt like with the idea I had pitched him that he seemed really excited about, and with it seeming like the paperwork was going to get done, and then as well as with his move, you know, because on that episode we talked about him moving to Providence, and then he said, oh, I'm moving to Atlanta. But I'll get into this a little bit more when we do the tribute show. Just I had texted him saying, like, the paperwork is being written up.
Yeah.
And I got no response. And I thought, wow, that's really weird. We were so excited about this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then I texted him again on his birthday. I hope you have a kick-ass birthday. I hope it's filled with death metal or whatever. Didn't hear back. And I was like, oh man, something's up. And then Randy, I saw missed calls from Randy, and I saw the text from Randy, and it wasn't public yet. And I was like, fuck. That was like,
yeah.
Holy shit. I couldn't believe it. And I guess they were going to be going out with Lamb of God. It was a big deal. Like I had said to him, what about the Dallas festival date? Like, what if we put together, like, what if we try to salvage the dates? And we do, I had said to Trevor, and he said, yeah, we would look into that. But then when I talked to my agent, oh no, it's not possible, you know, to salvage it on this short of notice and to get the avails. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But so we were in contact, and then it just stopped like right after that with, you know, me saying, hey, the paperwork is being drawn up for you and me to do this awesome project. And then also, you know, on his birthday. And yeah, man. But yeah, I want to do a real proper tribute show to him.
With all happy stories.
Yeah. Yeah, and my heart goes out to the Black Dahlia Murder guys and EJ and everybody who worked with, and Brian and Mike Failey and everybody at Metal Blade and just everybody. I mean, just, the guy just touched so many people's lives. I've never heard anybody say a bad word about Trevor.
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah. And I would go on and off. I don't know what you read on like Twitter. You're not really on Twitter. You're mostly just Instagram, right?
Anti-Twitter.
Yeah. See, my experience on Twitter is mostly positive. Yeah. I did. I mean, I was like, I knew I had to post something and I was like trembling, like in my face. I fucked up. And I think I wrote TDBM.
Okay.
Instead of TBDM.
Yeah.
I've done that before, like with Faith No More. I always write FMN. I don't know if it's like a touch of dyslexia.
Probably.
So that pissed people off.
Really? That's why I don't like fucking Twitter.
It was funny. Most of the, I don't know if someone screenshot my tweet and put it on Instagram, but most of the hate mail was in my DMs on Instagram.
Gotcha.
And I just checked that other folder because I normally I don't go to that other folder, but because Instagram's been weird about like unfollowing people or like deleting accounts and then new accounts pop up and I'm not following those new accounts yet. Like, I don't know if you know, they deleted like John Joseph and a bunch of dudes I follow. Yeah.
So Elon would fucking save that shit, right?
Well, speaking of Elon, out of nowhere, I got like 1,600 new Twitter followers. This was right around the announcement of him going. It was right after the announcement of him buying out Twitter. All of a sudden, I got all these followers. I was like, what the fuck? Anyways, so I don't respond to those people. They don't know that it's in this moment of like, if I don't, you know, post now. Because I know people who still haven't posted. They're like, I can't bring myself. I'm like, you got to say something.
Yeah.
When the time is right. But I know people are like, I can't, if I even think. Because that's how it was originally for me. It broke my brain. It broke my soul. Like, I was like, wait, we had these plans. Like, everything was looking up.
But yeah.
It's just, yeah. It's just crazy. But I wanted to do this for Patreon, by Patreon episode. And if this ends up going out on the public feed, I want people to know that if you see that I read your message or that Nick read your message in the Patreon, but you don't get a response, you're not being ignored, especially if it's okay for public dissemination, right? Or if I'm allowed to read it and answer it. Usually, that means it means it's been answered on the show. So you might have to go back a couple episodes to a for Patreon by Patreon episode and see if it was read. Maybe going forward, if you make a note while we're doing this, maybe you respond and say, hey, this was read on May 16th's for Patreon by Patreon episode, because there are messages still from January and February that I haven't gotten to.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get to some of those today if that was cool.
Well, maybe from now on, at the top of the email, if you hashtag public, so hashtag public,
yeah,
we'll know that that's what you want for a question that's answered by us on the show.
Yeah, and just realize that we're just so busy trying to finish Anjasta for All, and we're close to the finish line, and we really don't want the same mistakes that were made on the Lost Chapters vinyl and the Lost Chapters 2 CD as far as giving the people their proper thanks list credits.
Yep.
And so that adds an additional layer of work. Like, you already had to, you know, separate the tiers. I will have to then reformat those names and make sure that there's no doubles popping up. And Diego and Evan and Dan LeBron and whoever else will help me with that. Because, and thank you, everybody. I mean, it's awesome. You know, we want to make sure, like, even if you're only on the Patreon for a month, we want to make sure your name goes in the thanks list, because you're hearing the songs first before everyone, especially the demo versions without the real drums and everything like that. That was the point of the Patreon, was to have people come along for the journey of making this Love Letter to Thrash album.
And you did it for the Corpse Grinder album.
Right. And
the first one.
Yeah. And people love that. And they've heard me singing on D songs that ended up being on the D Snyder album. They've heard me singing on Corpse Grinder songs that ended up being on the Corpse Grinder album. And they will hear going forward these projects that, you know, the paperwork's not done yet. And this is different. This is a different project. The Trevor thing was not a musical project. So I don't want people to read into that. It wasn't musical. It was, well, it's not an album.
Yeah, no, it's not an album.
Right. Just in case this goes out on the public feed, I don't want people reading into things that, you know, we're not referencing or whatever. But I really want to get Ann Jostafer for All out this year. Maybe the vinyl won't be available, and that's fine. The Corpse Grinder available is still delayed. And Josta Lost Chapters 2 vinyl is still delayed. But because people had been searching their names, like Corpse, Josta Lost Chapters 2, maybe we had four people that somehow they got lost in the mix. Mm-hmm. I want to avoid that. Corpse Grinder, I think we only had one or two. Josta Lost Chapters 2 vinyl, I want to make sure the patrons' names get in there.
Yeah.
Actually, I should correct myself. I think people who thought they were getting in Lost Chapters, the first one, vinyl, there was a bunch from Patreon that didn't get in. So I just want to clarify that. And again, I apologize. But that album came out in 2017. That was just like...
Yeah.
That was me biting off more than I can chew and wanting to under promise and over deliver. That was like over promise and under deliver. So, but yeah, the Patreon, the perks are going to change. You're getting more content because you're getting the story behind the song, the monthly music show. How Awesome Is This is coming back. And I see we have some messages about How Awesome Is This, which is the movie podcast we do. And then we're also going to have like the best instrumental episode.
Yep.
I was going to do this whole episode about how like Rush is basically, I was talking to your brother about this. I was getting him all riled up. I'm like, the text thread could have been a podcast.
Oh man.
I was saying how like Rush is basically like less distorted Megadeth in a lot of parts. And he was like, you mean Megadeth is more distorted Rush? And I was like, no, no, no. Rush is like Canadian Megadeth. And he was getting mad. But because I listened to Euthanasia start to finish. I went back and listened to it.
Yeah.
And I hadn't listened to it in a few years. When was the last time you listened to it?
I tried to listen to it, but then I realized that I couldn't find the original mix anywhere. It's all the stupid remixed ones that sound like shit.
I know.
The original mix was so good.
So good. We should do an episode about that, like remasters that we didn't like as...
We should go find the original CDs and rip them into fucking Patreon and give it some people. If you want to hear the original mix, here it is.
Although that Far Beyond Driven remaster, when I heard that on Sirius, it came out of like another song that was mastered kind of quietly. And man, it sounded really good in the car stereo.
Yeah. It was probably like it hit harder or something.
Yeah. But... So I was saying on the text thread, man, I feel like now that I listen to Euthanasia again, I feel like Dave and the crew must have been going through a Rush phase. Because it feels very much like there's elements of Countdown.
Yeah.
But more cool proggy section, or not proggy, but like rock sections that have that melody and feel,
yeah,
sort of like a heavier Rush.
All right.
And but I took a lot of notes because your brother was fighting me on it, and I once I started bringing out like actual like time stamps in certain songs and said, imagine now Dave singing this. And he was like, okay, I get it. I can see. Because I, like, everybody knows the groove in Tom Sawyer, right? It's like legendary. Like when they lay into that.
Every drummer's like playing the fucking air drums.
Yes.
Everyone that doesn't play drums is playing air drums.
If you don't air drum during Tom Sawyer, you're dead to me. Like, dude, we can't be friends. Yeah. Like, it's all so.
All those Tom fills, everyone's trying to play him.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's parts on both Countdown and Euthanasia, Megadeth parts, that seem in the same vein as that and then other like sort of legendary Rush songs that where they get heavy and they get groovy and they get techie, like almost in those places on the neck that where more metal type of guitarists would use.
Yeah.
But I don't think your brother would have to be on that episode because he was not having it. And then this morning we were talking about this Predator trailer. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. I didn't send you that one yet. I'll send you that one too. Maybe if we have time at the end, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But it's called Prey and it's a prequel to Predator.
Okay.
Your brother made some really good points in the text thread with Howard about it. I think this is like the trailer they do to like piss people off and get people talking. He disagrees. I don't want to give away the trailer if you haven't seen it. Or is that a thing? Is a trailer, like, if you haven't seen the trailer yet, is there spoilers?
No way. You can spoil that.
In the your brother made a point about in the original movie, Arnold, what does he have to fight him? He has a tree, he has a knife, he has arrows. But weren't his arrows like steel tipped or some sort of, they had like some sort of tip on it. It wasn't an old school arrow. Basically, in this new one, it looks like there's some Native warriors. I don't know if they're Native American or if they're from somewhere else, but it looks like there's some Native warrior girls about to fight a predator with arrows.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, is this to get like the fan base riled up to be like, you can't kill Predator with these old school arrows or these old timey arrows?
Yeah.
Or is it, maybe it is like an earlier Predator and it's more sort of hand-to-hand combat. I don't know.
I didn't see it, so I'm not sure.
I'm going to be a first day. Well, it's going to be on Hulu, so I guess I won't be a first day in the theater unless it's going to be released simultaneously. But
so now I'll have to pay for Hulu for 1 month to see it, and then I'll cancel.
Yeah, I did that with Peacock, but then I was like, wait, I think I'm keeping Peacock because I love it. I did it for the Friday the 13th or for the Michael Myers. Did you see that one?
No.
With the Halloween, with the chick from Real Housewives?
No.
Peacock put out Halloween on Peacock, like the new Halloween Kills.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, see, you didn't even see it. You have no desire.
No, like, I went and saw the... What was the last one that came out, like, right before the pandemic?
The one with...
Where they, like, burn him in the house?
Yeah.
I saw that in the theater.
And you liked it?
So I'm into, like, seeing those movies, but I feel like I didn't remember that one was out.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, now I'm like, gotta have all these fucking... How many things do I gotta be signed up to?
I know.
It's crazy.
I cancel Netflix every couple months, and I won't pay for a month, and then I get back on. I like wait until all the episodes are out, or until like two or three shows that I want to see come out, and then I'll pay for that month and like watch it all, and then cancel again.
Yeah.
Just because it's getting, what, it's like $16 a month now? Too expensive.
My daughter keeps it for some show. I can't remember, but I asked her. I said, hey, can we just get rid of it? Like, what am I watching on here? And then I ended up watching... I did end up watching something that I think is just on Netflix. And I think I like... Oh, wait, no. I think it was HBO Max. Tokyo Vice?
I think that's HBO Max.
Yeah.
Now I keep that.
That's great. I, like I watched the Raised by Wolves, Tokyo Vice. I watched the Doom Patrol I started watching because your brother and Howard were telling me watch that.
Isn't Winning Time on that?
Winning Time, I turned off. I was like, this. And then I saw.
I like it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
I saw Magic was like, yo, it's not all the good shit.
I don't really care about basketball, but like the story's good.
Okay.
And the actors are pretty good, so.
All right, maybe I'll have to revisit that. I do. I see there are messages on Twitter and on Instagram about when the free podcast is coming back. So if this does come out as a Patreon teaser, you know, I already explained why the Trevor episode isn't out yet. But as far as like the Barney episode, it's the same reason. We are referencing something that I wanted Napalm Death involved in. I wanted Trevor involved in. The paperwork just wasn't done. And then as far as like the other episodes, Andreas Kisser and I mean, there's other episodes that I know it's been a minute. We're just trying to finish this album, but they'll all come out. The podcast will be back bigger and better than ever. And I don't know. I guess I just want to thank everybody for their patience. And we've been rocking on Patreon. We've been rocking like multiple episodes per week.
Yep.
So to me, it feels like nothing has changed, but I get it. For everybody else, it's like the podcast just died. It went away for a month or whatever, which is probably wasn't a good thing. But yeah, if this does go out to the free feed and you want to sign up to the Patreon, this is just yet another episode that we do now weekly for Patreon by Patreon, where we answer your questions and read your comments and so much more. So let's get to that real quick. I'm going back to February, March, even some from January, because again, there just hasn't been time. This one comes from Moonchild, been on board since July 2020. Thank you, Moonchild. Any chance of getting Vanessa Warwick on the podcast? I was watching. Do you know who that is?
No.
It's before your time. Actually, I don't think many people in America know who that is. She hosts. Well, let me finish reading the message.
Okay.
I was watching episodes of Headbangers Ball on YouTube when she was the host. She was always at the big festivals in Europe interviewing all the big bands, and I got to say some of those bands were total assholes to her during the interviews, but I bet she has some great stories. Thank you. I agree. I would love to get her on the podcast. She was the host, I think, in the UK and some European territories. I don't know if there were other Headbangers Ball with hosts with, you know, in whatever language the territory was. Like, I don't know if there was like a Spanish Headbangers Ball in Spain or a German Headbangers Ball in Germany, but
So she was the host for UK?
And I think maybe some of that, some territories where they aired it, maybe they aired it with subtitles, or maybe they just aired it like in Dutch territories or whatever.
Most of the rest of the world knows English, unlike us Americans that only know one language.
Yeah, but that's a good suggestion. I don't know what she's up to, but yeah, I see. I never dealt with that. A lot of them were dicks to Ricky too. So it wasn't just Vanessa. There was a time where bands were just salty towards journalists. Then journalists were like, "Fuck you, we'll ruin your whole career." When they were, I'm not saying that Vanessa and Ricky are journalists. I mean, like, just media people or whatever, hosts.
Yeah, they were hosts, I guess.
Yeah, but that's a great suggestion, Moonchild, and I'll look into it. Or if you want to send me a link, I don't know if she's on Twitter or Instagram or if she has like a Facebook fan page, but I do think it's cool how somehow people were able to get those clips. Maybe Viacom didn't have Viacom or or whoever is it, MB, whoever owns. Is it Paramount?
Paramount Plus owns all that MTV stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's you can find some of my clips, but most of it gets taken down pretty real quick, and that could be copyright through Viacom or copyright through the labels.
Yeah,
but it would be awesome if somebody got access to all the archives, Vanessa's episodes. I mean, imagine the footage they have of those festivals.
Oh, crazy! And like all the stuff they probably couldn't air.
Yeah. I used to think it was like people blocking it, but now I just kind of think it's just people at those corporations, the higher ups, they don't know where the tapes are and they don't care. Or it's just incompetence. The tapes got ruined or the tapes got lost or they got thrown away.
Or what if they don't even know they own that property?
That just too.
Like in a box.
That too. I Ralph at Gas Digital, I'm always hitting him up like, yo, get us the meeting with Sherry Redstone. We get Eddie Trunk over there. We get Ricky Rackman, me, you. We can repurpose their whole archive. There's companies now that take those because it's sized for a different size TV even, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. It would have to be like refitted for.
Yeah.
Like a YouTube screen and stuff like that.
Completely reformatted.
Yeah.
The audio would have to be like we could deverb a lot of the audio. We could probably fix if we could get the assets, we could probably enhance and fix so much of it. It would be a huge task. But think about these niche audiences and the ad buyers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're anything niche or if your product, like, people used to go, why is there so many Bowflex commercials during Headbangers Ball? Well, obviously, somebody was buying a fucking Bowflex or they just had the money to spend. I wasn't getting a cut of that. I wish I was.
Yeah.
If I had a better lawyer back then or something, you know? Anyways, all right, let's get to the messages. So, I'm going back a little far. I know. I'm sorry. But I want to make sure if you signed up for the Patreon, we're getting to your messages whenever we can. Simon J writes in, and Simon's been with us since July 2020. Hi, Jamie. All good. Just a quick heads up that the European situation in Switzerland, Switzerland officially has lifted all measures. No more masks. Big events are officially allowed. And I hope Europe will also open up quickly. It's still as of right now in May, there's still some places that are like 6,000 or less or what? In Germany, Austria? Or is it 60% capacity? I'm fucking it up. I don't know because we've postponed everything till, I don't know.
It's really weird that a lot of those countries were the first to open back up and now they're the first to like kind of put more stuff like, less people can come in or you need masks.
Like yeah, they've dialed it back. Some.
Yeah, which is weird.
Some are open and some, send me any and all shows you've been to recently. I see like UK is open and rocking. They're not even checking you for the V card or whatever when you fly in. Right?
Oh, really?
I think so. Like UK is, they're ready to roll. They're fucking having... Some band just had a huge show there. I think it was Architects.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Like, looked like maybe, I don't know, 10,000 people.
Damn.
I don't know if they were being told, you know, to mask up. But yeah, any info you want to give me about that, I'm always down to read it. All right, Fernando Somoza. Hey, Jamie. I upgraded my Patreon tier in mid-April to executive producer. All right. I think we've missed this one.
All right.
Fernando Somoza. But you might have missed the notification as I didn't hear my name on the latest Patreon by Patreon for Patreon episode. Don't make me change it back. Ha ha. Just kidding. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Fernando. Yeah, sorry for the delay. We'll Fernando. All right, everybody. That's just a little taste of what you get on Patreon every week. Like I said in the episode, the free podcast, The Josta Show, will be back. Everywhere, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube, all that. We'll be back soon. And the episodes that have not been released will be coming out once we get all our ducks in a row. But thank you for your patience while I finish. And Josta for all, if you want to get your name in the thanks list, this is the last week to do it. Go to martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. The album features guest appearances from Zetro, from Exodus, Chuck Billy, from Testament, Phil Demmel, from Violence, formerly of Machine Head, and more to be announced. And thanks to IndieMerchStore.com. Go to IndieMerchStore.com for podcast shirts. Use the promo code JOSTA10. That promo code should still work. If it doesn't, just hit us up and we'll figure it out. And thank you to SeekAndStrike.com. Support all their bands, especially Orbit Culture, who hopefully we're playing with at Blue Ridge Fest. Right? Is it Blue Ridge? Yeah. Hopefully we're playing on the Orbit Culture date. But they have a bunch of great bands, Upon a Burning Body and a bunch of others. Go to seekandstrike.com. And I think that code is JOSTA10 as well if you're trying to get the Orbit Culture vinyl or any of the other stuff. But yeah, check out the Patreon. Support it. Patreon.com/JOSTA. JASTA. It's real easy to remember. And for this whole month that we haven't had the free show out, we've had tons of podcasts up there. So if you want to get some extra content, the Patreon is a great place to do it. Thanks so much. We'll be back soon. Bye-bye.